introducing Miss Dora Hall.
Your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy boy, I'm in love with you. And so I say now, hang on, Snoopy, Snoopy, hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sands Hotel is proud to present the star of our show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Are you ready for star time? Are you ready for star time? All right, let's bring to the stage
Mr. Personality himself, singing Personality.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over.
Welcome to another edition of Amateur Hour here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, where bad is good and worse is even better. And today, we're dusting off some of the old basement records. Yeah, I went to the basement recently, did some cleaning. And I've just got stacks and stacks of wax down there, so I was wondering if you'd like to hear some of those weirdo records that I dusted off. Probably. We'll see. But, you know, I haven't heard these in a while, so I thought I'd rip a few and bring you some tunes today. Starting off from Cornwall, the great Tony Weston giving the performance of his life. Yes, the greatest performance of his life. And then, the Swingin' Sicilian. That's the title of the album, actually. Dick Kattan. Lee Dick Kattan. He knows how to work a room. So we're going to hear some lounge singers to start things off here on Amateur Hour. And then we'll get into some sad country songs about DJs, actually. A whole set about sad DJs. I cannot relate. Anywho, you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful. Isn't it funny? Here on Amateur Hour. Here's some Tony Weston giving the greatest performance of his life. We'll be right back.
Tonight I gave the greatest performance of my life. I never lost control, I played the part so well that not a single soul could tell that I was crying. And so, though it was hard to face our friends, I gave a party. I know, I meant to show them all I'd gotten over you. And though I saw the unbelieving looks on all their faces, I had to try to make them think that it was true. Till I was high, and I, who hadn't laughed since God knows when, I'd love Pagliacci. Today, believed it more than even I. Tonight, that curtain when it fell, when all the lights were out and I was all alone, you would have seen this actor crying. That curtain when it fell, when all those lights were out and I was all alone, you'd have seen this actor crying.
Dogo, tali a varda kisto, sto gaccio di americano non sa bene indietro.
Yes, Mr. Dick. Kick.
Hello. It's so nice to be here, ladies and gentlemen. I love the two sides of the Catskills. Of course, I like this side better. The other side is Matzo Christi Mountains, Matzo Ball, and here the beautiful Meatball Mountains. You know, when I walked in here, it was so funny. I overheard two senior citizens, thusly. One says, Ma tali est un nomo dogo, Catan, dica Catan. Mi pare che Matzo Christi ido. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, I was brought up with Idu, Kidu, Kida, in a house in Buffalo that was Siciliano Ngarcado. My real name was Asparino Michele Catanzaro Castellammarese, but I changed it. Someone was using it. You know, folks, when I walked into this beautiful place, I noticed, in the dining room, you know, I noticed this young college boys from the University of Rome in Milan, and they work very diligently. They work hard. Tavagino forti, but I never heard names like these. Serio, Elio, Aldo, Biagio, Flavio, Essendica, Sequencia. Look at God. Whatever happened to those beautiful names? Totò, Pepino, Turido, Gasparino, Mimi, Angelo, Calogero. And how about the girls? Filomena, Cungettina, Cicina, Pipina, and last but not least, Crucifissa. How quick we forget. Sicilian is beautiful.
And we're back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful. Today, we're dusting off some old-timey records, stuff from the basement. We just heard a nice little lounge set in there. And if you like that, you're going to like our New Year's show, as we do every year live from the Motel Lounge, where I find some of that. And I play a whole hour of it to ring in the new year. Some Motel Lounge singers, some different lounge acts. So you can look forward to that on December 31st. On the way, we got some country. Because I don't play a lot of country, I leave that to Boots and Saddle and Sean Burns on Tuesday. You can check that out. But yeah, I do have a lot of country, especially 45s. I got a bunch about DJs, so we're going to hear some country DJ 45s in this next set. Well, DJ related. It's all about the DJ. We're going to hear Mike Lane, Letter to a DJ, Stuart Owen with BJ the DJ, and then Bebop Acres with DJ Wife. All very tongue-in-cheek, all very sad, all very weird, all having to do with the DJ. Here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, where we still play vinyl. Stick around.
Over my years being a disc jockey, talking to people on the streets, on the telephone, and the many requests in card and letter form that I've received, there's one that kind of stands out. This is the way it reads. Dear Radio Man, would you please play that record about a girl with a drink in her hand, almost persuading a poor lonesome man to let a pair of strange lips lead him on? She noticed the wedding band on his finger and thought maybe he'd been married long enough for another pastor to look mighty good. I believe that when she placed her soft hand in his, she had evil on her mind right then. Women like her are a dime a dozen. You can find them anywhere. When she was making her bid for the future, it included those swinging doors, a jukebox, and the bar stool. She's just one of those good-looking, smooth-talking, fast-working, home-wrecking, loving machines. She saw that little old wine drinker sitting over there in the corner, talking to the wall. But she didn't ask him to take her away and be her man. You know why? Because he had only nickels, quarters, and dimes, and that was only chicken feed. She wanted a man with back pocket money. To her, that's the way to survive. You could look into her teardrops and see that she wasn't woman enough to take any man. Blues plus booze means you lose. She'd do anything to make her love appealing. Wanted to lose that blue unwanted feeling. I need to know, Mr. Disc Jockey, is she that woman who left her friends in Ken and Tennessee and walks the streets of Baltimore? I'd like to have her name, her address, and even the bar where she hangs out. You see, I'm a man who hates to face a mean old woman when I go home. Because I never had the one I wanted and never wanted the one I got. I guess I've reached the bottom now. Because I'm getting the fever to wander. You can call me at Lonesome 77203. But please hurry, I hear Little Rock calling. And there he ended the most unusual request I've ever received.
A story about a pal of mine who lived down near the Georgia line. A DJ in a little country station. Everybody loved him dear, 'cause he played what they'd like to hear. He built himself up quite a reputation. At country shows he'd stay out late, and his mom would always wait to see if he had made it home all right. She warned against his loss of sleep and driving fast in that old heat, that he had to be at work by five. BJ, the DJ, you're living much too fast. And if you don't change your ways, don't see how you can last. Every morning just past four, from the driveway he would roar. Overslept and he was late again. Then at breakneck speed he'd drive to sign the station on at five. He had lots of records he must spin. His mom sat by the radio until his boys told her hello. She knew then that he'd made it there all right. Then she'd say a little prayer, 'cause he'd be safe while he was there, and she'd wait up for him again tonight. Then one cold and rainy morn, awful tired and badly worn, but still he scratched off just as fast as time. BJ had a lot of nerve, but he completely missed the curve, and he signed off down near the Georgia line. Mom sat by the radio, the voice she heard she didn't know. BJ'd never been this late before. But with the road so bad and all, she'd wait a while before she called. And then she heard a knock upon the door. BJ, the DJ, only 24. A wreck at 90 miles an hour, he'll spin the hits no more.
Well, I'm just a DJ on the radio. Every day
another man. Then this 44 gonna go bang, bang, bang. Cause it's so easy, so easy, easy for DJ YG. Honey, I'm not saying only that you could be laying there with another man to my radio show.
Back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful. Today we're dusting off some old records from the basement, playing it all, some stuff. I want to probably do this show in the new year. I got lots more down there, lots more treasure trove. This next one, incredible record. It's the Phi Mu Washboard Band, an intrepid band of young women from the Georgia region in the States, who got together as undergrads at school and cut an album featuring some likely covers, some other songs. One of them being Love Hurts, so we're going to hear their rendition of that. And then, from Camp Akiba, way back in 1976, we're going to hear a bunch of campers doing a version of Swanee on the air. Yeah. Yeah. All sorts of neat stuff in the basement. We got lots more on the way. It's going to get all very random very quickly when we come back here on Amateur Hour. Your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, where bad is good and worse seem better. CKUW 95.9 FM. Take it away, the Phi Mu Washboard Band.
Take a lot of pain, take a lot of pain.
Well done, campers. From Camp Akiba, 1976. And we're back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM, playing you some of my basement records. We got some more on the way from Dr. Michael Dean, PhD, the world's foremost hypnotist and psychiatrist, from his album, Dr. Dean Sings His All-Time Favorites. We're going to hear the song, I'm Confessin'. So, not the only singing hypnotist and psychiatrist record that I have, ironically, weirdly. Anyway, and then, from Sweden, an infamous artist in her own right, was the Florence Foster Jenkins of Scandinavia, Anna Lisa Ingermason. This record is something else. So we're going to hear a song from her, Fremde Länder. And then, of course, in the basement, there's all sorts of Jesus Christian weird music as well. We're going to hear from the band Rays of Sunshine. We're here to live. And we'll be back with more here on Amateur Hour, where bad is good and worse even better. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Take it away, Dr. Dean.
I'm confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I love you. Honest I do. Need you every moment. In your eyes I see such strange things, but your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying can't we still be friends? If you go, you know you grieve me. All in life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me? Dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again. Someday you'll leave me, saying can't we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All in life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me? Dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again.
Stand there, all throat is gone. This is Brian Matthew.
And we're back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, dusting off some old basement records. In the background there, believe it or not, contemporary easy listening album from the United States Air Force. Yes. I wonder what Pete Hegseth would think of this particular album. Everybody wants to feel groovy while they're bombing people. Anyway, so we have that in the background. On the way here, we're going to get into kind of our celebrity portion of the program. Because I did this years ago. A lot of people didn't know that, you know, certain Hollywood starlets released singles or vanity albums. It kind of blew some people's minds with one particular actress. And I'm going to do her co-star now. But I'm talking about Jodie Foster, who played Clarice Starling in one of the greatest movies ever made, The Silence of the Lambs. But she had an awesome single that was French and kind of weird and 70s. It was really good. But not to be outdone, her co-star, the great Sir Anthony Hopkins, also released a single years ago called Distant Star. And we're gonna play that for you in this next set. And we're going to follow that up with Uncle Bill, a.k.a. Burt Wilson, and the Bears from his album Socks It To Ya. We're going to hear with the Bears from Uncle Bill. And then we'll be back with a whole bunch of other records here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Take it away, Hannibal.
A time in every life when a voice calls out to you to leave the past behind you and seek a life that's new. Beyond the blue horizon lies a journey not too far, the two of us to seek a distant star. Sail a million oceans and leave upon the tide. Just put your arms around me and I will be your guide. Such happiness together, to love you as you are. Together we can find our distant star. Sail a million oceans and search for love that's true. We'll climb the highest mountain, make every dream come true. And we'll share each morning's glory, watch the sunrise kiss the dawn. But I still need you to find the way.
Gentlemen, please open your psalm books to page four. A selection entitled The Bears. I once knew a bear who suffered a bilious attack in the upper digestive tract to the left of the solar plexi. Undoubtedly, it must have been someone he had. While walking all across the lines and the square, be careful not to step on the bears. There's bears in the stairs, and sometimes in pairs. Very difficult to get along with. A sound that might disturb. There's something about yelling makes a bear get compelling to want to take your leg and bite it. Or I'll render you null and void. When you're swimming in your pool, try not to lose your cool and get drowned by a water bear. In the mountains, in the cities, even at a dismal beach, you're never out of reach from a bear.
And we're back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, where bad is good and worse seem better. Uncle Bill, Burt Wilson in there with the Bears. In the background, we got Gerhard Narholz with Speaking Guitar from this great compilation of background music we've been playing today. Music for TV dinners. Pretty enjoyable. I'll use it again. Now, full disclosure, these next two songs we're going to play you aren't records. They're actually tapes and 8-tracks. One of them I managed to rip, or at least find it. Well, I found a digital copy of the 8-track. The 8-track's, it's hard. I don't have a playback for 8-track. I just have it. The tape, though, I grabbed a couple tracks from it. Doreen Saville Burles, who I believe is Canadian in the Alberta region. Got a nice little song called the Ski Trail Polka. So we're gonna hear that because it's coming. Winter is coming. Be prepared. It's going to happen. Then the Panio Brothers with Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain from an 8-track. We're going to play that. And follow it up with an advertisement tape. Oh, this one I believe is record. I don't know. This one I'm going to be cheating a bit. I think I got it a long time ago off this non-disclosure little record. But I since lost it. I can't just keep everything. It's called The Saturday Night Suit. It's an ad. It's an ad, actually. I have ad records as well. So I'm going to play that. And we'll be back with a nice little anti-drug set to end things off here on Amateur Hour. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, where bad is good and worse is even better. Take it away, Doreen.
Me.
This is Brian Matthew. It's Saturday night, the zippiest night of the week. It's the night when you can leave the worries of work far behind, go out on the town, have fun, live it up a little. It's for occasions like this, when you want to look your very best, that John Collier give you the Saturday night suit. Yes, the Saturday night suit. Your kind of suit. A suit with a sense of occasion. It may be formal or informal, in Terrilyn worsted or tweed. It may be one of hundreds of different cloth patterns. And make no mistake, from the first skillful cut of the shears by a craftsman who took 6 years to learn how, to the last loving stitch, you get superb styling. Styling you decide on. You get fantastic finish with great attention to every tiny detail. That's why you look good, feel great in a John Collier suit. Yes, whenever you wear a John Collier suit, it feels like Saturday night. John Collier Saturday night suit prices start at £10.19 and 6. No other tailor in the country can match John Collier at a price like this.
Look what's new in that famous window to watch.
The Saturday night suit by John Collier. The Saturday night suit by John Collier.
Look good, feel great in a John Collier suit. They're better made in every way. Perfect patterns, fabulous materials like Easy Care Terrilene. Styling that's way ahead in comfort, look, and fit. Yet prices start from just $10.19.6. Yes, $10.19.6. That's fantastic value. And whenever you wear a John Collier suit, you get that feeling, that swinging feeling, like every night is Saturday night.
The Saturday night suit by John Collier.
That's what's new in that famous window to watch.
Ooh, we gotta pick up a John Collier suit. Ay. We might do a jingle show one day. We got lots. Anyway, we're ending the show right now. Amateur Hour is finito until next week when we do a Clean Out the Inbox December edition. Lots of new local music, some new finds as well. We're just gonna pepper in some holiday tunes because it is that time of year. But we're gonna leave you with one more song from hippie Jesus freak Nancy Honeytree. We're gonna hear Rattle Me, Shake Me from her incredible album, Evergreen, back in 1975. Forgot I had it. It's a great album, even though I'm not, you know, into that. But, yeah, we're gonna give that a whirl, and then Stu and the Twang Trust will be coming up next. So stick around. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
About 9 o'clock, kicking up my heels, just taking a walk, smiling a smile, singing a song, swinging my arms, just trucking along. Wasn't it a shame that I had to stop? I was rudely interrupted by a mean old cop who said, "Kid, anybody as happy as you are has got to be loaded." And I said, "But officer, you can rattle me, shake me, smell my breath, and make me roll up both of my sleeves. Search me any way you please, but I'm clean. I got nothing to hide." I said, "The reason I'm happy is because I got the spirit inside." I got back home about 9:45. My mom said, "Honey, where have you been?" She said, "The marijuana weed, and anybody as happy as you are has got to be doing something wrong." And I said, "But Mama, you can rattle me, shake me, smell my breath, and make me roll up both of my sleeves. Search me anywhere you please, but I'm clean. I got nothing to hide." I said, "The reason I'm happy, it's because I got the spirit." We'll be right back. time I knew I had to play it cool. I got to my class and I sat in my place, but I forgot all about the smile on my face. The teacher saw me grinning and she asked me what for. When I told her I was happy, she marched me out the door and straight to the principal's office, and he said, I'm sorry, but anybody as happy as you are has got to have been smoking in the boys' room. And I said, but sir, I'm a girl, and you can rattle me, shake me, smell my breath, and make me roll up both of my sleeves and search me any way you please, but I'm clean. I got nothing to hide. The only reason I'm happy is because I got the spirit inside. Well, you can rattle me, shake me, smell